Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Arizona. Her preaching is entitled, What Are We Waiting For?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, He who obeys the commandments he has from me is the man who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father. I too will love him and reveal myself to him. Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said to him, Lord, why is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered, Anyone who loves me will be true to my word. And my Father will love him. We will come to him and make our dwelling place with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine. It comes from the Father who sent me. This much have I told you while I was still with you. The Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will instruct you in everything and remind you of all that I have told you. The Gospel of the Lord. Sometimes we are told things we don't want to hear, even if we know what we are being told is the truth. I remember as a young mom being told by my mother that the mother's actions and attitudes set the mood for the whole family. She wasn't reprimanding me. She was just sharing a thought from her own life experiences. But still, I rallied against it. It's not fair, I thought. Why does my mood have to be responsible for everyone else's? It's not fair that I have to be happy all the time so that those I love can be happy. It almost seemed kind of arrogant to think of myself as that important. But through the years, I've learned that my mom spoke the truth. I'm human. I'm not perpetually happy. But when I focused on the joy and the gratitude for God's gifts, my home was happier. My husband and children were happier. And as in all life, in times of frustration or anger, my family sensed it. In sorrow and sadness, my mom was right. They picked up on it too. But in a way, it was a good thing because I learned that there are ups and downs in life and that God is with us through all times. Love is a constant. It doesn't go away because of life's rough times. In the gospel today, Jesus talks about love. But he also talks about obedience. He who obeys the commandments he has for me is the man who loves me. I was reading a reflection by the spiritual writer, Mrs. Charles Conway, and she states, instant obedience is the only kind of obedience. Delayed obedience is disobedience. The only way we can obey is to obey in the self-same day as Abraham did. When God calls us to a duty, he's offering a covenant with us, and he will fulfill his part, but we have to do ours. Well, this was a reflection I didn't want to hear, just like when my mom told me about a mom's attitude. Procrastination is my personal failing, and I didn't want to hear any more of this reflection. I'm more like the son in the parable who at first refused to do his father's request, and then he went and did it later in the day. I figured I still do the father's work, just a little late. But Mrs. Conway's reflection, she goes on to say, it's a pity to rob ourselves, along with robbing God and others, by procrastination. Then I read today's gospel, and there's the opening sentence. He who obeys the commandments he has for me is the man who loves me. Yes, I love you, Lord. For my obedience, not my procrastination, shows my love. But loving the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and loving your neighbor as yourself is not an easy task. But once again, Jesus does not leave his disciples hanging. When asked why he's revealing himself to them and not the world, He lets them know that his love is for all, and that he will reveal himself to all who love him, and that he will dwell within us so that we will have the power to live his commandments. We must take that first step. Obedience is the fruit of faith. Patience is the flower on that fruit blossom. When we stop procrastinating and obey, reach out to those who love those who are not who are difficult to love, God will dwell in us and give us his love and power to persevere and to keep following his commandments. The power to love estranged family members, to love people who argue with us, to love people on opposite sides of political leanings. Right now, our worldwide, our Catholic faith, the foundations of our Christianity are being attacked physically and ideologically. Yet Jesus tells us to stand firm. For if you obey my commandments, the Father will love you. Abraham was told to sacrifice his son, and because Abraham loved God, he had faith in God and obeyed him. He didn't procrastinate. And because of Abraham's great faith, he was shown great love. In these difficult times, we face challenges to our faith, obstacles to keeping God's commandments. But if Jesus tells us that we are obedient to the commandments, we are showing our love for him, and the Father's love will be revealed to us. Now is the time to stop procrastinating. Now is the time to live the commandments. The Catholic Church's social doctrine is so rich in keeping the love of God and the love of neighbor into the front of issues. Issues like abortion, immigration, terrorism, racial hatred, just to name a few. These issues can be approached with dialogue, and they can be approached with solutions. But do we make ourselves part of the solution or part of the problem? Do we procrastinate about going to help at homes for unwed mothers, or maybe a soup kitchen, or bringing supplies to immigration centers? Are we silent in response to that coworker who badmouths the church without knowing what it's really about? Obedience is showing our love of God. He will dwell in us and give us the strength to do what we have to do to live his commandments. So what are we waiting for? ¶¶